WMFO right here in Medford, 9 a.m. right on the dot on a kind of chilly day.
Chilly.
Yeah.
Freezing day.
Well, let me just see if, yeah, that should be on.
What is it?
Let me just try something here. What's the temperature outside?
It's -4 degrees outside.
Oh, it's balmy.
Yeah. And let me just figure this out because, you know, what's the real field temperature?
It's -4 degrees outside.
Oh, thanks.
So, yeah, my car wouldn't start this morning, Mike.
I hear.
Oh, this is Mike Maloney, by the way. He's co-DJing today, and
I'm back.
He was my boss at WSFR, Suffolk Free Radio, trillion years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I took a lift this morning. My car has never not started before. I hope that it'll just warm up and start later.
It should.
I have things to do.
You know, people to see. When it gets up to 10 or 11.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's going to like turn right around later on today.
We'll be wearing shorts later.
Shots. But anyway, welcome.
Do I have an accent?
I don't know. I really don't either. I don't either. We don't like do that, but I don't know why.
I don't think so.
My dad doesn't either. He grew up in Haverhill. He doesn't have one either. Well,
I don't know. My family tells me I do, but I don't hear it.
Yeah. No, we're too used to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to play a bunch of music today, Freeform, New Noise, and Mike, at around 9:30, you've got a five-song set of all Boston local bands.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's going to be good. Let me tell you some of the new noises that I have. I have Little Billy Lost. Yeah, a Smitty property.
Smitty, yes.
Yeah, so to speak. And Smitty and the Festones.
Yes.
They both have new stuff out. Infinite Sonic.
Another
up-and-coming
great band.
Yeah, your friend, now my friend, from Chelsea by way of, you know, Columbia.
Yeah, he's listening right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, hi, Tom. Eric Downing, the former lead singer of the Cast Irons, he's got a beautiful Beatles-esque kind of thing. They were going to play Girl with a Hawk, Linda Viennes and her wonderful band, who were here last week. I keep doing that. We have Mark Friedman, who introduced me to the Cast Irons, and he's an artist in his own right. Sharp Class, a band from Nottingham, UK, the Chelsea Curve.
Oh, really?
Told us about. She met them when she was in London, and they're going to be here touring in May. You're going to go see them. You didn't know that yet, but you are.
Okay.
And Bondra and Morris as well. Bondra and Morris of the Tyler Morris. We're going to start off with a Boston band called the Shanghai Lows, you know, who's Jen DeAngora, you know, and Dan the Copco.
Yep.
Just wonderful people. And this one's going to help us to sort of just ease into this cold day. The first set, I think, will be like that, too. It's a little bit ahead of Valentine's Day. This one is called Monsieur Valentine, and it's New Noise.
All right.
At WMFO Medford.
Find that sweet love divine and make him mine. We'll be right back. Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Iron out their problems and iron out their quarrels and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And due respect of the women of the world, just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land in the world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know done well we can work it out.
Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can. Why can't we if we wanna? Yes we can.
I know we can make it work.
I know that we can.
I know we can make it if we try.
Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can. Great gosh almighty, yes we can, I know we can.
Watch the sun come back around. Even the moon's got a spotlight on you, and I'm falling for you. Sliding, and we won't go far with a half a tank and a million stars. It doesn't matter where we are, I feel at home tonight. Trouble in the water's fine. Tell me your secrets and I'll tell you mine. I get this feeling one more time that I'm falling for ya. Driving fast in the middle of the night, I'm changing stations till the song's just right. So jump in and baby hold on tight, yeah, I'm falling for ya. I'll find a spot on the edge of town and watch the sun come back around. Even the moon's got a spotlight on ya, and I'm falling for ya. Yeah, I can't keep this inside. So what better time than tonight to try fast in the middle of the night, change the stations till the song's just right. Jump in and baby hold on tight, yeah, I'm falling for ya. Find a spot on the edge of town, watch the sun come back around. Even the moon's got a spotlight on ya, and I'm falling for ya.
WMFO, Medford, 9:20 in the morning. I'm Mike, and he's Mike.
How you doing?
Yep, and luckily the studio is warm. You know, it's funny because in the studio, we always have to have the air conditioning running for the equipment.
Right.
It's off today. I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Should I turn it on?
Should we look at the frost heaves on the window?
Yeah, I have those at home. It worries me. I don't know. It's a weird day. But anyway, set number one is now history. Let me tell you what I played in there, and then we're going to play a couple more songs and then get to Mike's five-song local Boston set. So started off with, speaking of local Boston, Shanghai Lows from their brand-new record called Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks. That was Monsieur Valentine. A little early for the 14th, but, you know,
yeah.
I've always been ahead of my time. Mike Viola and the Candy Butchers. Yeah, Mike of Stoughton, Massachusetts, has done well for himself. He's had a record called Hang On, Mike, and that was What to Do with Michael. I sense a theme there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next song owned the third song of the set. It was a guy named P.M. Warson from 2021's record called True Story. That was Don't Hold Me Down. Alan Toussaint, or Toussaint. How do you say
Toussaint.
That? Is it like croissant?
Toussaint.
I didn't have coffee or breakfast. Maybe that's why I'm thinking of that. 2020, he had a record called Our New Orleans. That was Yes We Can, of course, a song that's been covered a zillion times. And last song, fifth song of the set, was Bondra and Morris, who were here a couple of weeks ago. It's Tyler Morris and Cody Bondra, a brand new kind of country duo, local. And that's their single called Fallen For You.
You think some country stations around are going to play that song?
Well, no. One already did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they debuted it.
You're only going to hear that here on WMFO.
Well, they did. They got it played on WKLB, whatever it is. Boston's True Country.
I don't listen to it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
All right.
No.
God, he's getting angry.
Well, it's country.
All right. Well, it's country. All right, so like I said, play a couple songs here and get to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to play Sharp Class, which is a really cool band. They're very young. They're out of Nottingham, UK. And Linda from the Chelsea Curve, their band was out in London a little while ago, and they met them, and they were enamored and said, "You are awesome. You've got to come to Boston." So they're coming here in May to play.
And you think the Curve's going to play with them?
Oh, I think so.
All right.
I do thank the Curve. I like that. They've got their new record is called Tales of a Teenage Mind, and it's Sharp Class, and this is called Keep the Faith. This is awesome. This is WMFO New Noise.
finally to reignite myself. It's a pick me up that won't be there for when I need help, because I don't always feel up for being someone. And when the day is done and I'm overcome and I need that something to spur me on, I've got to keep the faith, because the future's my aim. And I mustn't throw it away and let my true principles deviate. I feel the coldness hit, 'cause I'm frozen in a shade of uncertainty, because I don't always feel up for being someone. And when the day is done and I'm overcome and I need that something to spur me on, I've got to keep the faith, because the future's my aim. And I mustn't throw it away, I let my true principles.
It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's just
WFMO. I always wanted to do that. That's like a Ken Shelton thing.
Oh, yeah.
He used to do that.
Yep.
On his talk up. But anyway, just heard two songs. The last one we heard was Mark Friedman, Boston's own Mark, who I told me about the Cast Irons years ago. And he's working on his own solo stuff, obviously. That's brand new, Tempest in a Teapot. And before that was Sharp Class, a great band from Nottingham, England. Their album is Tales of a Teenage Mind. That was Keep the Faith. All right, at about 9:29 in the morning. I did pretty good aiming for 9:30, I have to say. Really did.
You're getting used to this.
Yeah, I know. It's been 11 years, so hopefully, you know, it's going to kick in sooner or later. But I am old. So
we're not going to go there.
You can if you want. I can handle it.
No.
Fine. All right. As you can tell, Mike and I have known each other for a long time, you know, college and all that stuff. So the fact that we still talk to each other is a good thing. And we met in radio, you know, WSFR over at Suffolk University, and it's been a ride ever since. So Mike has always been much into the Boston local music scene, and that's what you're doing today. And I'm going to stop talking, and you can talk now.
All right. So we're going to play the Chelsea Curve next, because every once in a while, there's a band that comes along that really grabs my attention. And I first heard of these guys when they played the Melrose Porch Fest. And
Porch Fest.
Yeah. Remember those things?
Yes.
And their name just caught my attention. And I was like, all right, I got to listen to these guys.
Because you've been stuck there many times.
Yeah. Since I live next door to Melrose.
Yeah.
So, you know, Linda, Tim, Ron, they're amazing. This is a band...
Yeah,
they should be going places right now. I can't wait for the next album to come out, because the last one was so good.
Yeah, and this one is from that.
Yeah, every song could have been a single. That's how good it was.
Well, that's why they called it All the Things.
All the Things,
because it is.
Yep. And like I said, they'll be playing. They're going to be supporting the Shanghai Lows next Friday at Faces, and
in Malden.
In Malden, yeah. Yes. It's a brewery, but it's a nice brewery. I've been to it. Actually, I went to my birthday.
I'm shocked that you would go to a brewery. Shocked.
I celebrated my birthday a month ago. And it's going to be a great location to see them. And like I said, they're supporting. The Dogmatics are playing also.
Yeah, they've got a kind of a new record. It came out last year, but yeah.
But like the little community of Boston bands are supporting each other is great.
And we should mention, too, the Dogmatics are doing a documentary that's coming out in the spring. They call it a documentary.
Do they?
Yeah, that, I know that sounds like something I would say, and it is, but it's a documentary. It's coming out in the spring.
Well, yeah. Looking forward to it then.
Absolutely.
I see. All right. Let's play the Chelsea Curve. This is my favorite song off their album.
Okay.
This is Inconceivable.
Okay. So I'm going to play that, and after that, we're going to segue right into one by the Dogmatics called Give Me the Shakes.
Right from their first album.
Yep. It's going to be pretty cool. All right. And we'll come back and talk after that. This is the Chelsea Curve and Inconceivable, the first of Mike's songs at WMFO. We'll be right back. I almost forgot. I forgot I was going to come back and talk, but there we go.
Yeah, because we were rocking out there.
That's right, we were. And what did we rock out to, Mike? Tell us.
The Dogmatics, Give Me the Shakes.
Yeah.
Off their first album.
Yep. And we were saying it sounded like going back in time to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
80s music.
It's from a record called EST-81, you know? I mean, they're still around. I played the newest single from them last week, actually, and as I said...
Drop that needle.
Yeah, Drop That Needle, and that documentary is coming up, so it's going to be good.
Yeah. All right, let's get on to the next
thing. The Chelsea Curve was before that.
Well, yeah.
We already said that.
We already said that many times.
Fine. Oh, my God.
All right, the next one I was going to play. Dave Hurley of O Positive is putting out a new EP soon. It should be dropping this month. But
that's exciting.
Yes, it's a pandemic EP, and I'm sure it's going to be great. But we're going to go back to one of my favorite O Positive songs, a crowd favorite, Up, Up, Up.
Okay, love and, that.
Oh, it's, again, anybody knows me knows this is one of my all-time favorite songs.
That's very true. That's very true. And we'll do another one, too. The one after that is by a Boston band called Future Teens.
Yeah. An Alston band.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that Alston band.
Well, they're touring right now, and... They've been playing around the Alston Brighton basements for years.
Mm-hmm. You probably heard them walking around delivering mail.
No, that was Ripe.
Oh, that was Ripe.
That was Ripe. They scattered in the neighborhood. I don't see them anymore.
All right.
You know, I do see I see Robbie every once in a while walking to get a coffee, but that's about that. That's a different story for a different time.
Yeah.
No, but the Future Teens are like I said, they've been playing the basement circuit in the area, and they've broken through with this latest album, and we're going to play BYOB,
all right,
which is an awesome song.
So we'll hear that two-song set, starting with O Positive. This is Up, Up, Up at WMFO.
Nothing. I think I finally get what my sister meant when she asked, what's the point in being up till 4 a.m. if you're not drinking?
WMFO. Wow, Medford, that's some good stuff there, Mike.
Thank you.
That was great. That was the Future Teens from their 2022 record called Self Help, BYOB. And just before that, the venerable, awesome O Positive from the record called Only Breathing Could Factory, Cloud Factory.
Cloud Factory.
It does say could in here.
Flash.
Stupid yeah. typos. Up, up, up. Yeah. So good, right?
Yes.
So, in a five-song set, we've done four. So we have, carry the two. Oh, so we have one more. And it's by a band called Casket Rats.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
This is a punk band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Formed in Lower Alston by Keith Bennett, a legendary punk rocker from the area. Still living the life. Yeah, I see him every, I see him all the time walking around.
And what kind of a life is it?
He's still sporting the mohawk.
Okay. Yeah, you are too.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's a little shorter.
It's invisible.
It's a little shorter. Yeah. But I wanted to give a shout out to these guys because they put this EP out last year, and they need more exposure, you know? People need to go and hear this band.
Well, on a day like this, when it's -30, they'll get exposure.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Wow, you never tell me my jokes are good.
All right.
Because they're not. All right, so this is Casket Rats.
Yes.
And Waiting in Line.
Waiting in Line.
It's from their EP
from
just last year.
I said that.
You're insufferable.
Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, push the button.
Push the button.
Push the button.
All right, here we go.
Down on me.
WMFO. Wow.
Well, how awesome was that?
It's so awesome.
The Casket Rats. WMFO.
There you go. And who suggested that we play that? Who was that?
That was me.
All right.
Because the lead singer there is Keith Bennett, and he lives in Lower Alston. And I just want to congratulate him because he's also been included as the lead singer of another band called Def Ray Vision, which just got signed to a label. And they'll be playing on February 20th at the Brighton Music Hall with Keith fronting Def Ray Vision with another kind of a band like that, Soulfly. So it's going to be like a wild night there at Brighton Music Hall on February 20th.
It always is.
Get out there and see. Go out and see Keith. He's a fun guy.
All right. So just to review, we heard the five-song set with The Chelsea Curve, Inconceivable, The Dogmatics, Gimme the Shakes, O Positive, Up, 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 Future Teens, BYOB, and just heard Casket Rats and Waiting in Line. And we're going to come back with new noise from Girl with a Hawk right after this.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Well, that was a weird PSA, I must say. It really was. I mean, that's to say, decline snowstorm. That'd be good, but it doesn't work that way. All right, so it's WMFO Medford at 9:55 in the morning, and we've got a new set to start with the great Girl with a Hawk. Love Linda Viennes so much. This is her latest project, and they were here last week when this big studio was broken, and we were in the one across the hall. We had four people in there, including myself, and it worked out somehow. And Justine Kovalt from Red on Red Records called up and announced that they were just signed.
That's
to the label.
That's great.
That's awesome.
It is awesome when Boston bands get signed.
Yep.
It helps them out so much.
Yep, and lovely people, you know, in that band. So this is a brand new release from Girl with a Hawk, and it is an autobiographical song from Linda. She said it's the story of a girl and her brother and the family they love. It's a true story. This is called Same Stars. It's kind of cool. It's like wherever you are, if we look up to the sky, you see the same stars. It's kind of a nice concept. So this is brand new noise from Girl with a Hawk. It's WMFO.
My tears, my giving up its pain. Oh.